HarperCollins and Harper Audio present American Moonshot, John F. Kennedy and the Great Space Race by Douglas Brinkley, read by Stephen Graybill. To my colleagues at Rice University and to my beloved wife, Anne. Preface. Kennedy's New Ocean. The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely tenacity. Amelia Earhart. It will not be one man going to the moon. It will be an entire nation, for all of us must work to put him there. President John F. Kennedy, May 25, 1961. Even the White House ushers were abuzz on the morning of October 10, 1963, because President John F. Kennedy was honoring the Mercury 7. Astronauts Lieutenant Scott Carpenter, U.S. Navy, Captain Leroy Gordo Cooper, U.S. Air Force, Lieutenant Colonel John Glenn, U.S. Marine Corps, Captain Virgil Gus Grissom, U.S. Air Force, Lieutenant Commander Walter Wally Schirah, U.S. Navy, Lieutenant Alan Shepard, U.S. Navy, and Captain Donald Deke Slayton, U.S. Air Force, with the coveted Collier Trophy that afternoon in a Rose Garden affair. Robert J. Collier had been an editor of Collier's Weekly in the early 20th century. He promoted the careers of Orville and Wilbur Wright, believing deeply that flight was going to revolutionize transportation. The trophy had been established in 1911 to be presented annually for the greatest achievement in aeronautics in America, with a bent toward military aviation. NASA's Project Mercury, after six successful missions in space, was over. At the ceremony were representatives.